Every year here in Washington, the White House and lawmakers in Congress do a strange dance. Feel free to think of it as the budget tango. Like all things policy-oriented, it's not sexy. But there are precise, choreographed movements, with the White House always taking the lead. This year, Republicans decided there would be no dance. GOP leaders upended decades of congressional protocol and refused to even invite Obama administration officials to the Capitol to discuss their budget numbers. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, one of the Republicans on the budget committee, is fine with the move.
It's certainly not a serious document. And in past years, when we've put it to a vote, every Democrat's voted against it. How serious could it possibly be?
Toomey is facing tough re-election prospects this year. He says there's no way Republicans like him were going to support the president's $4.1 trillion budget.
You know, huge spending increases, huge tax increases. That's what's given us this. It's a big part of what's given us this really, really weak economy for year after year.
Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons says it's a sad day in Washington when the GOP won't even debate the White House over competing spending priorities.
I'm struck that neither the House or the Senate Budget Committee chairs have agreed to have the director of OMB come and present the budget. They can label it a political document, but it is the president's budget, and a huge amount of work went into it. I think, at the very least, it should be given a fair hearing because there are some compelling policy ideas in it.
The GOP is facing its own internal party squabble over the budget. A small but powerful group of House Republicans are trying to slash the budget numbers already agreed to by congressional Republicans and the Democratic White House. The Tea Party-inspired House Freedom Caucus is dead set on slashing the current budget agreement by $30 billion, even though that could derail the GOP's chances of even passing a budget this year. New Jersey Republican Thomas MacArthur says it's foolish for his party to go back on the spending levels agreed to last year.
The ink's not even dry on it, and my belief is it would be a mistake to crack that open. So there's a lot of competing pressures. I know there's a lot of pressure on the budget committee to try to reconcile all of them, but my personal belief is we ought to stick to our guns.
Think of a budget as a roadmap. It lays out the broad spending caps, while people on the appropriations or spending committee are actually in control of driving the car. Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Chaka Fatah gets to help drive from his seat on the committee. He says the GOP needs to figure out spending levels soon, or else it will cause confusion at home.
You know, in Philadelphia, we provide about $300 million a year for early childhood education. The mayor and the governor want to increase access to pre-K. The federal government can be a partner, but we need to get our bills done on time so that we can work with local officials on getting these things done.
This year's proposed budget has items that are easy for the public to care about. It calls for a focused effort to eradicate cancer, led by Vice President Joe Biden. It also seeks to double down on efforts to boost the renewable energy sector, as it would impose a new $10 per barrel tax on oil. Republicans don't like that last one, or many of the other new initiatives. However, Pennsylvania Republican Pat Meehan is looking for common ground.
So, I mean, there's things we can work, not just on the margins, but probably where we have shared aspirations for people who are trying to find a way forward. But in the end, we've got to be able to do it so that we are paying attention to, you know, not just the right priorities, but the long-term implications of the debt.
Meehan points to one spot in particular where he thinks the two parties may be able to overcome election year morass, making college more affordable.
Say, take a Pell Grant and not have it count against your income so that when you, at the end of the year, are trying to calculate where you're going to find the last $25 for a tuition payment, make a difference.
This is an election year. While neither party is likely to check off many items on their competing wish list, the competing budget priorities will provide lots of grist for the campaign trail. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.